You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time to check in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. And John, it's our first chance to get your thoughts on the $500 million settlement between Michigan State University and 332 Nassar survivors. And you were very up close to watch and write about Penn State University as it worked its way past the Jerry Sandusky scandal. So you can give us good compare and contrast. So first off, your thoughts about this settlement.
My first thoughts were, okay, great. They're finally taking some action faster than probably anybody expected. $500 million strikes me as probably about right. I thought it might be more expensive for Michigan State. The estimates went as high as a $1 billion. And given the scale from Penn State, you had a couple dozen victims came forward, maybe a few more than that finally. That ended up being a quarter billion. So here you have 332 victims on record so far. If you're doing the math on this, for what that's worth, you know, probably fair to the victims, and Michigan State will not clearly go under with this. So I thought that was probably well done. However, there is a very big however here, and that is the conditions they placed on the victims. When to receive this money, if you're going to sign the form, to their credit, there was no non-disclosure agreement, no NDA. It does not prevent them from criticizing Michigan State or interim president John Engler. However, you cannot be part of any political action of these two bills at the legislature right now in the state to basically protect future victims.
Statute of limitations.
That's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, in this case, is particularly important to me and to victims, period. I saw this at Penn State. I see it again now. When you're a victim at age 10 or 12, you're supposed to come forward within 7 years. That is entirely unrealistic. You might not have figured out exactly what happened by 7 years. Mm-hmm. So 10, 20, 30 years, in many cases, are necessary for this to work through. And talking to psychiatrists about this in the Penn State case, they said people will not come forward until they feel safe in doing so, feeling that my spot in the gymnastics team or my spot in the community, whatever, my job, will not be in jeopardy by coming forward. That can take many years. So that is a big, I think, omission on Michigan State's part. And here's what really rankles, Cindy. You want to get me going?
Mm-hmm.
Not one apology from President Engler, from the trustees, this is insane. This is insane. You can spend $500 million admitting you're wrong, essentially, and you can't say it. And this is my problem with the whole thing is, where's any sense of compassion? Where's any sense of humility? Where's any sense of contrition that we have done wrong and we want to make it right? This settlement is strictly a business deal. That's how Michigan State sees it.
Did Penn State ever offer a formal apology?
Yes. They got a lot of things wrong. The whole thing is clearly a mess. However, the athletic director, the vice president, many others apologized. The trustees all did repeatedly. If I'm a victim, mm-hmm. I'm not sure how happy I am. I don't want to speak for them, and I'm sure the range is great.
In fact, to that point, let's take a listen. I talked with Nassar survivor Morgan McCall just an hour or so after the settlement was announced, and here's part of what she said.
Main goal was the non-monetary demands. We want to see real institutional changes, policy changes, structure reform, things put in place on that campus to make sure that little girls don't have to go through this again. And we still have yet to see that.
Exactly.
The money doesn't fix the institutional changes and the fact that there's been no apology.
Exactly. And this is where the victims, again, deserve a lot of credit. They've been accused by Engler and others of basically being cash grabbers. That's five kinds of crazy right there. Mm-hmm. And one of them is when you hear them speak, these victims have spoken for themselves so much better than anyone else has in this whole process, including the woman you just quoted,
Morgan. In a sense, they've turned themselves from victims into survivors when you think of as they stood up there before the world and caught the world's attention. Do you think the NCAA would jump in? And if so, in what way?
They don't want to, and they shouldn't. I think their experience with Penn State showed them that they're in over your head. Look, it's the sheer seriousness of the cases at Penn State and at Michigan State that would argue for me against a governing body like the NCAA getting involved in this. Because these guys adjudicate on whether or not you can put jelly or cream cheese on your bagel and if that's a meal. I don't want these guys handling sexual assault. They're in over their head. They've got no business being involved.
Do you feel Penn State now has managed to recover and right its course from this Sandusky disaster, which we, of course, know claimed Joe Paterno?
Right. I would say yes and no. I mean, if you look at it in terms of the football program, absolutely. They're back and doing great. Full stands and all that. Enrollments are plenty strong. Gifts are strong. So in all those measures, yes. Reputation, no. In part because they're still fighting this battle now, 6 years later. Michigan State, this makes the problem go away, quote unquote. The way it's been handled has been so demoralizing. And just get on the blogs and talk to the people, to the students, to the alumni, to the faculty who get it. The culture is not broken here at all, in my opinion. The culture is very strong. The leadership is blind. And that's my view on this.
What's at stake if they don't get it right? If they don't, if the institutional changes don't happen, we see the Board of Trustees is still in place, and that's something that the survivors have wanted to see, them changed out.
You are still part of the problem, not the solution. Michigan State has got a great opportunity to be the center of sexual assault research, awareness, proactive policies in place to prevent this in the future. And instead, they just want to get this thing off the plate as fast as they can. And the last 3 months, let's break it down into two categories. One is the Nassar situation itself, which is speaks for itself. It's an evil man, and 15 at least people we know were told and did very little. Then you got the response since then, basically from January on. And it has been pretty much horrendous. I mean, attacking the victims, telling them at Board of Trustees meetings, your time is up, in the tackiest possible way, heartless.
So it seems like you're aiming some barbs at John Engler.
I am. And he deserves them. And I know John Engler, and I like him personally. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. He has not been the right guy for this job.
Michigan Radio sports commentator, John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.